If you used savings that you had in baby step two, start the debt snowball, you cleaned out even the emergency fund down to baby step one, save $1,000. Now is the time to rebuild your emergency fund by replacing any money you may have used to pay debt. Many times I've met someone who has $6,000 in savings at the bank making 2% interest and $11,000 in credit card debt. The very thought of using $5,000 of that savings to pay the credit cards partially off is very hard. That $6,000 emergency fund is your security blanket, and fear rises up deep inside when someone like me mentions that you should use that money to snowball your debt. You are right to feel that fear and to question whether you should spend the $5,000 to pay down the debt. You should use that money only if you and your whole family are into a total money makeover. I know even if everyone is on board, gazelle intents, and there is a plan, my suggestion still scares some of you. Good. Don't you think one of the things that makes the gazelle intense is fear? As your total money makeover completely changes your money habits, you will use the emergency fund less and less. Sharon and I haven't touched our emergency fund in over 10 years. When we first started, everything was an emergency. But as the total money makeover begins to take effect, you have fewer and fewer things you can't cover in your monthly budget. What used to be a huge life-altering event will become a mere inconvenience. When you are debt-free and aggressively investing to become wealthy, taking a few months off from investing will put a new engine in a car. When I say the emergency fund is Murphy repellent, that is only partially correct. The reality is that Murphy doesn't visit as much. But when he does, we hardly notice his presence. When Sharon and I went broke, our heating and air system quit, and the repair cost $580. This was a huge, big, hairy deal. Last month, I had a new $570 water heater installed because the old one started leaking, and I hardly noticed. I wonder if the stress relief that your total money makeover provides will allow you to live longer. I keep saying that you are debt-free except for the house at this point and saving to finish the emergency fund. What if you don't have a home yet? I love real estate, but do not buy a home until you finish this step. A home is a blessing, but if you move into home ownership with debt and no emergency fund, Murphy will set up residence in the spare bedroom. Saving for a down payment or a cash purchase of a home should occur after becoming debt-free in step two and after finishing the emergency fund in step three.